Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Steve Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Welcome, Bark Radio listeners. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We have a really cool lady with a really cool dog next to her who we're interviewing today. Oh, which one, Terry? Which one, huh?
This is Charmaine Hammond, and she has Toby.
All right. I kind of meant, are we interviewing the dog or the lady?
Oh, okay. No, she might be easier to understand.
Well, welcome, Charmaine.
Thank you so much.
Well, Terry, tell the folks what Charmaine's book is called.
On Toby's Terms, and we were just chatting before we started the recording on some of Toby's antics, and it made me laugh, but it also made me go, oh my God, because he seems like a handful.
He has been a handful, that's for sure.
Well, Charmaine, first, how old was Toby when you got him? How old is he now? And give our folks a little bit of background about Toby the Wild Child before he got a job.
All right. Toby was 5 when we adopted him from a rescue agency, a local organization to where we are in Canada, and he's 9.5 years old now. And when we brought him home, he was perfect. He was so well behaved for about the first 6 months, and then how the book starts is this complete disaster that my husband Christopher walks into. Water taps are running, our closets were all emptied, and all the clothing and shoes was piled up in front of the front door so Chris couldn't get in his own house. There was furniture moved, bookshelves chewed, there was our water cooler was emptied on the floor, a full canister, and of course Toby had also emptied all of our planter pots and made these beautiful muddy paw prints throughout the house. So that was our first sign of real trouble with Toby.
Oh, my gosh. So how did y'all respond to that?
Well, you know, after that incident, there was a number of smaller incidents. There was, you know, constant closet emptying. He's broken 6 toilet tank lids. He traps himself in the bathroom all the time and turns taps on. So we thought, we've got to get help, because there were points where we questioned whether we could, you know, keep Toby and manage this behavior, which was such a surprise based on how he was the first 6 months. So we got help. We brought in a behaviorist named Maggie, and that was the moment when everything changed for Toby and for Christopher and myself. And she discovered that Toby needed a job. He seemed to have this need to nurture people and take care of people. And so on went the journey to get Toby a job.
Wow. And was it clear to you, Charmaine, from the beginning what the job should be?
Not so much for me, but it was so clear to Maggie, because she came into the house and just observed Toby and our surroundings. And the first thing she noticed was the strange way that Toby ate his food, his meal. And he would really take a kernel, wander around the house and check on Chris, check on me, make sure everybody's accounted for, check on his toys and do a quick count, and then come back and take another kernel. And this was how he ate his meal. And she immediately thought, this is a dog that needs to feel that he needs to take care of people, that he's nurturing people. And that's when she suggested he needs to be a hospital dog and a pet-assisted therapy dog. And that's what he does now on Wednesdays. He's been doing it almost 4 years, and it is clearly not only the highlight of his week, but mine as well, because I get to participate with him.
Wow.
That's amazing. I have never seen that behavior, but, yeah, that's something that would be fascinating to watch.
I love your behaviorist.
Yeah.
You picked the right one, Charmaine.
Oh.
That is amazing.
She's been incredible, and, you know, one of the biggest successes for us was that she helped, in a sense, train us on how to deal with Toby's behavior. So we learned so much about ourselves and how we communicate with this dog based on what Maggie taught us. And that's what the book starts to identify, as all these really powerful, rich life lessons, because Toby, in a sense, became our teacher.
You know, I'll tell you what, I'm a dog trainer, Charmaine, and dogs, every day of my life, teach me.
Mm-hmm.
They're the most incredible creatures. They inform us on so many levels. And, you know, I'm so delighted to hear that you had that part of the experience, that Toby became your teacher.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Well, it's interesting, because you were aware enough that there was a need to bring the right people in. And so many people would have just said, okay, this dog is, you know, I can't deal with this, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But look what they'd have missed. So, yes, there was an issue, or maybe more than an issue.
A few.
But there was so much plus that came from that, and it was is about you being aware enough to say, look, there's something more that we're missing here, and then the key person coming in. It's just, it's awesome.
Well, and that was one of the big lessons for us, was that asking for help was really not my strong suit. I would go at things as, you know, for as long as I could until I had to ask for help. And with Toby, it was really, we keep him or we get help, or we send him back and we get help. And we chose the getting help option. And so with Toby, I've learned repeatedly that I just need to reach out and ask people for help more often. And when you do, the answers and the people that you need, the resources, come to you. And it was a great outcome with Toby. And we still continue to ask for help because he isn't perfect, and we still have challenges with him, and he still lets us know behaviorally when he's upset with us or when we've changed our routines and haven't been aware enough to notice it. And he lets us know through his behavior. So we still have to seek help for him, but it's so much better than it was. And, you know, he brings us so much joy.
And so many other people joy.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it have been incredible if he'd come with a resume?
Yeah.
You know? It's like, man, this is what I can do, guys. Or if he could have just been able to speak people for an hour.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is what I need to do with my life. Can you help
yes.
me here?
Yeah.
So what do you think overall, other than what you've just shared with us, that Toby has taught you that's the most important lesson?
You know, one of the most important lessons from Toby is about authenticity and being real. You know, I love that Toby is simply Toby. Wherever he shows up as Toby, wherever he goes, it doesn't matter if he's co-presenting with me at a business, because I'm a professional speaker. So we go into businesses, and some of the presentations, Toby accompanies me. And it's a really memorable experience for those businesses. And we also go into schools, and, you know, we do media interviews. And wherever we go, Toby shows up as Toby. And I don't always know what that's going to mean. And we were on TV in California, and halfway through the interview, I think he, you know, decided there was too much serious discussion going on, and he broke into random three-quarter somersaults. You know, almost knocked over a camera, but that's Toby. And I've learned how important it is for us as people to bring our best version of ourselves into life and to be authentic and, you know, not try to be someone that we're not, because Toby doesn't, and it brings him great results.
Wow.
I can
picture it, yeah.
And we've learned to be comfortable with the unknown, because with Toby, like I said, you just don't know what he's going to do. And so for me, being a recovering perfectionist, I've really had to let go of some of these, you know, preconceived expectations of how things will go, because Toby always shakes it up for us.
That's really a blessing, though.
It
that
is.
It really is. The lessons that you've been able to take from this and the observations are that priceless.
They are. I mean, he's just been he's been such a great, he's more than a pet for us. He's been a great family member for us, and has brought so many things to light for Christopher and myself and the people that he meets. People seem to love him wherever he goes.
He's got that. He's got that magic thing that you can't make happen. It's just there.
Mm-hmm. We call it the it factor. He's got it going on.
Well, now, the destructive behaviors, if we go back just a moment, have those continued?
Well, we're pleased to report we haven't had to replace a toilet tank lid for more than a year. So that's because we bought them in bulk, six at a time. So that's real progress. But we've also learned that we have to take some responsibility, that when we leave the washroom doors open, when we leave our house, destruction could happen. When we close the washroom doors and every door in the house, when we leave the house to go to work, destruction usually doesn't happen. So we've taken some responsibility in changing our routines. And we try and give him jobs when we go to work. So we do things like telling him to guard the house, and or we're going on errands. And he knows guard the house, we're going to work, means that we're gone longer than guard the house, we're going on errands. So we try and help shape the experience he's going to have when we're not with him. You know, sometimes we give him a stuffed animal to take care of. And, you know, I think he wanders around the house with it in his mouth the whole time because it's dripping wet with goober when we come home. But he's got a job and a purpose. And we still have closet emptying. You know, we still have the occasional books taken off the bookshelf and furniture moved into the living room. But the destruction factor has really gone down.
So with the books, I'm just curious, is he remove a whole shelf full or just...
You know, what's so odd is that he pulls the, what we think happens, because we come home to a pile of books in the middle of our floor in our basement. So he pulls the books off. But interestingly enough, he doesn't pull the other items off the shelf, which are some glass ornaments and some of our, you know, China knickknacks. So he doesn't pull those off the shelf, just the books. So we figure he's got a passion for learning or something.
Wow.
So it makes me question, like, maybe his intent is not to be destructive because he isn't pulling things off that could break.
Right. He's just, it's a task.
Yep.
Is it always the same? Is it always the same? I'm kind of stuck on this. Is it always the same books?
Yeah, it's always the same bookshelves. Yep. Yeah, it's always the same bookshelves downstairs that he kind of pulls the books off the first three levels of shelves, which is which he can probably reach. And in our living room, he'll often move, he sort of rearranges our coffee table. And what's really interesting is we had him in a doggy daycare once when we were on a book tour. So he was in daycare for a few hours, and he'd never been to this daycare. And the staff were killing themselves laughing when we came to pick up Toby because they said the whole day he spent changing his environment. The staff would mop up, you know, the messes in the room and put the mop back in the corner, and Toby had for some reason decided the mop shouldn't be there, so he would slide the mop and bucket along the wall and move it where he wanted. They'd put it back, he'd slide it to where he thought. So these kind of rearranging his environment seems to happen a lot still.
That is amazing. I would love to watch
that. It's fascinating behavior. It really is. It makes you go, okay, yeah, I want to watch and try and figure it out.
It is so interesting. And he still, every night at dinner time, he still sticks his dog out or his head out the dog door, barks a couple of times, and then walks to the main floor washroom, nudges the shower door three times, and then closes the door. So he still has these kind of repetitive behaviors that are not destructive at all. They're just quirky and unusual, but he still does them.
He is his own dog.
He is.
Yeah,
very obsessive compulsive. That's fascinating stuff.
And I love it that now it's just part of your life with Toby.
Yeah, it is. You know, we'll be sitting in the dining room, and Chris and I will look at each other because Toby gives us this look before he takes the same exact number of paces to the washroom to trap himself in, and then we can count to three in our head, and then we hear the rattling of the door. So it's just become one of these, you know, almost we wait for it. It's kind of endearing now. I think that's a big transition we made, is that we went from, I don't know if it's about acceptance, but things that used to be frustrating have now just become endearing because we've learned that this is just part of Toby, and he has his stuff going on for him much like we do.
And I just, it so informs, like you were saying, earlier on, you know, how we should deal with people.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing, the same kind of, you're your own special person, you're perfect just like you are, you know,
yeah.
And that's Toby. He's his own dog, and he's perfect just the way he is.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, for the listeners who want to pick up your book, which we would both highly recommend, how can they get that?
Thank you. Toby has his own website. He's a very technological dog. He has his own website, which is www.ontobysterms.com. Toby is T-O-B-Y-S. ontobysterms.com. The book is also available in many bookstores and also on Barnes & Noble website and Amazon websites.
Excellent.
And now, to just keep up with Toby, the folks can go to that same website, see where he's going to be making personal appearances, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. He also has an electronic press kit that we have all of his interviews and his media campaigns. He also does a lot of fundraising activities for different nonprofit charities. And so we post those on his website and also on his Facebook. He has a Facebook, which is Toby Tales. You can find him under Toby at Toby Tales.
Well, okay. All you Bark Radio folks, you got to follow Toby on Toby's Tales.
Yeah. It'll be quite the adventure, I suspect.
I think. Well, we thank you so much, Charmaine, for being with us. And Toby, you too. I suspect you're close by.
He's close by wagging his tail.
All right, good man. Well, we can't wait to share you with our listeners. We wish Toby all the best in helping people just have better days through the work that he does.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charmaine, for joining us.
Thank you very much.